VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. What is your craziest drinking story? For those of you who are not 18 yet, I hope you don't have one. But for those of you who can legally drink, share them in the comment section because I would like to know. Okay, let me start this off. I have a high alcohol tolerance, so I've never gotten very drunk before. Also, I don't party and I'm antisocial, so I don't have much drinking experience with friends. But I remember this one time. I was at a bar with my girl best friend and my guy best friend. We had 4 beverages already. One of us is definitely drunk. Me, I was tipsy, but not too bad. Then I had this idea to do the jigsaw puzzle that we won from a sushi place before we came to this bar. And it's the funniest thing ever. Everybody in that bar was either chatting or singing. Then there's us quietly focusing on this tiny jigsaw puzzle while being inebriated. It's one of my best memories. Alcohol is a strange drink. It can make some people feel happier or make things seem funny. You know what you'll do when you're drunk, but do you know what's happening to your body when that happens? In today's video, we're talking about that. If you're curious, go watch the video. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. Once it's here, the alcohol will quickly get absorbed into your bloodstream, and then it can get transmitted through your body. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Once it's here, the alcohol will quickly get absorbed into your bloodstream, and then it can get transmitted through your body. 好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，once it's here， 这边的 once 后面有这个 ce 是发 s 的音，那这个后面那个 it's 呢，那个 eps 反而是发比较像 z 的音。Once it's here， 那个 it's 记得要做出来。Once it's here， the alcohol。这边、你可以选择念 the alcohol， 就是因为后面是母音嘛，所以你可以选择 the， 或者是也可以念 the， 两个都可以，不是说后面有母音就一定要变 the， 像今天这个讲的就是念 the， OK， 所以两个都可以， the alcohol 或 the alcohol。 那这边这个 alcohol 呢， A 呢是发大的 A 的音，然后呢后面那个 L 记得舌头顶上去，卷舌 alcohol alcohol。 The alcohol will quickly 这个 UI 呢就是念分别念 U， 发出 U 再发出 I 的音， qui， 你看 U 跟 I 结合在一起， quickly get absorbed， 这边的 absorbed 这个 A 呢要注意是念 a 的音， ab， 然后那个嘴巴闭起来发出 b 的音， absorbed 后面那个 b 念完之后呢，马上就要记得舌头再点一下念那个 ed 的音， absorbed into your bloodstream， bloodstream 的后面那个 stream 记得 ea 是长音， stream， bloodstream， and then it can get transmitted 这个字比较长，可以分音节念，那后面那个 i 要注意， i 是短的音， transmitted 后面一样那个 ed 要发出来， transmitted through your body。 好，把这句话再来念一遍。 Once it's hereThe alcohol will quickly get absorbed into your bloodstream, and then it can get transmitted through your body. Okay, guys, 接下来我们来看今天的 vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol 是名词，意思是酒，酒精或是乙醇。For example, don't give her any alcohol, she's underage. 不要给她喝酒，她还没有成年。那如果有听众最近呢快要成年或者是已经成年准备要第一次喝酒的话呢，记得要找自己的家人或者是信任的朋友，尽量在家里喝，对，然后先测试一下自己喝了酒之后会有什么样的行为，对，然后你觉得是安全的之后呢，下一次喝酒再去外面喝，好不好？大家要记得要安全，安全第一， OK。 好，再来我们来看下一个单字， absorb. Absorb. Absorb 是动词，意思是吸收，尤其是指逐渐吸收。For example, apply the lotion on your face and rub it in. Your skin will absorb it. 把乳液擦在脸上并搓揉它，你的皮肤会吸收它。再来我们来看 absorption。Absorption。Absorption 是名词，意思是吸收，也就是 absorb 的名词形式。那记得这个拼法很奇怪，它不是 absorb， 它是 absorp， 那个 p。 对，所以在拼它，在写它的时候记得要多注意。好，我们来看一个例子。 The ball expanded because of its absorption of the puddle underneath it. 球因为吸收它下面的那滩水而胀大了。好，再来我们来看下一个单字， bloodstream。 Bloodstream。Bloodstream 是名词，意思是体内回圈的血液或者是血流。For example, I'm always very nice to people. Kindness flows in my bloodstream. 我一直都对人好，善良在我的血液里面流动。OK， 再来我们来看下一个单字 ，stream。Stream， 对，就是 bloodstream 后面那个 stream。当它走 stream 的时候呢，它也是名词，意思是小河或者是溪流。Okay, for example, there's a stream right in front of our doorstep. There's also a hill behind our house. 我家门前有小河，后面还有山坡。好，再来我们来看下一个单字， transmit. Transmit. Transmit 是动词，意思是播送、发射或是传送信号的意思。For example, a lot of the diseases are transmitted from one generation to the next.很多疾病是一代传一代的。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a comment. I'm looking forward to your crazy stories and, of course, a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.